KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A structural collapse in Phoenix, north of Durban, has raised fresh concerns about safety standards in the construction industry. Two men died when a retaining wall fell on them at a job site on Canehaven Drive over the weekend. Ward 50 councillor Lindell Singh says the incident highlights the need for closer inspections into construction practices.
It's critical that the building inspectorate unit actually look at the exact cause of the collapse. Most probably it could have been structural flaws, it could have been poor material or negligence. Whether all these construction workers were actually registered and qualified is another question to the department. If all of this, our municipal bylaws were actually regulated and if the safety regulations were actually followed.
Singh says there are also labour concerns. She says it's understood that the two men, aged 27 and 31, were from Mozambique and weren't qualified for the job.
They seem to have picked up these workers from the roadside. And this is what actually happens when we have these kind of employment just taking place on the sidelines.
Now, the DA has cancelled its press conference on budget negotiations at the last minute. Party leader John Steenhuisen was scheduled to brief the media this morning. Parliament is set to vote on the 2025 revised budget tomorrow. An allocation that's caused a stir among opposition parties is the proposed 0.5% VAT increase. Steenhuisen posted on X this morning to say that the ANC isn't willing to finalise a deal on growth and spending reforms. He says the DA will oppose the budget unless there's a written agreement. KZN authorities are searching for a gang that carried out a cash-in-transit heist on KwaMashu Highway. It's understood that around 12 robbers travelling in two vehicles opened fire on the cash van last night. KZN VIP's Garrett Naidu says the vehicle was found blown up on Duff's and KwaMashu crossroads, with the money it was transporting stolen. Naidu says the group also opened fire on motorists and metro officials who were responding to a nearby crash. No one was hurt.
An undisclosed amount of cash was taken and the security officers were disarmed. KZN VIP medics arrived on scene and attended to the three security officers who sustained injuries from the explosion. The roadway had to be closed.
And more than 100 people have been injured in a fire near Malaysia's capital. The massive blaze was caused by a gas pipeline leak, forcing people to evacuate their homes during Eid celebrations. Officials near Kuala Lumpur say that the valve that is connected to the pipeline and has been shut off. It belongs to state-run oil firm Petronas. No deaths were reported, but about 50 homes were affected by the flames. A recap of our lead story, a structural collapse in Phoenix, north of Durban, has raised fresh concerns about safety standards in the construction industry. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.